Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Housing Minister James Brown has said he intends to allocate €436 million for social housing this year. That figure includes capital funding of €325 million to be used by local authorities to acquire second-hand social housing. Sinn Féin, though, has claimed the government actually has less money this year and questioned how it can deliver more social and affordable homes at a time of construction sector inflation. Well, the party's housing spokesperson and Dublin Mid West TD Owen O'Brien joins me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Claire.
You're calling on James Brown to come clean, and you say there's a funding reduction here of €104 million. You're using the government's revised estimates in your calculation. But the minister said this morning on Morning Ireland the total funding is now €3.8 billion, which is up on last year, and he expects that funding to increase further throughout the year. So what's going on?
Okay, so the Department of Housing provides capital funding for a range of different types of projects. It provides capital funding for social affordable housing, it provides capital funding to private developers and various kinds of subsidies, and it also provides capital funding for retrofitting, upgrades, adaptations, etc. The figure of €3.6 billion and €3.8 billion that the Minister referred to on Morning Ireland is the total of all of that funding. What I'm talking about is the funding from his department for social and affordable housing, and that's what his announcement this morning relates to. If you look at the revised estimate published by the Department of Finance in December, that's the kind of Bible of how much money was spent last year across all government programmes and what's allocated this year. The capital funding specifically for social and affordable housing delivered by local authorities and approved housing bodies, the expenditure last year was €2.8 billion, and the allocation for this year was €2.277 billion. So there's a €540 million shortfall of what was allocated for this year compared to what was spent on those programmes last year. This morning, the Minister has now announced €436 million to add to that €2.277 billion. That still leaves a funding shortfall of €104 million. And in fact, as I was listening to the Minister this morning on Morning Ireland, he really struggled to explain what was going on with social affordable housing. So what I want the Minister to outline very clearly today is, of those five funding streams, two fund local authorities for social affordable housing, three fund approved housing bodies, what is the actual allocation for this year? Because based on the sums I'm doing, adding the Minister's announcement today, with the revised estimates published by the Department of Finance on the 19th of December, there's a funding shortfall of about €100 million. And why is that important? Because the government actually says it wants to increase the number of social homes to be delivered this year. They also failed to meet the social affordable housing targets last year. So even to stand still, they would need more money. And yet there's less in the pot. And at a time of construction sector inflation, I don't understand how you can deliver more homes for less money. And nothing the Minister said this morning made that right. any clearer.
So you wouldn't accept an argument that perhaps government is getting more efficient in terms of its estimates and how it plans to spend, let's face it, an awful lot of money?
So we track, obviously, what they're spending on social affordable housing very closely. And last year, even though the government won't have met their social affordable housing targets yet again, they actually spent more money than they originally planned. Why? Because there is an increase in the cost of construction, whether you're building new units from scratch or buying them from developers. Now, that construction sector inflation is there. It's reasonable. I'm not criticising it. But what that would tell you is, if you want to deliver the same or more social affordable units this year, you would need more money. And the problem is, we had the homeless figures out on Friday, homelessness and child homelessness up again. We've had a series of reports over the last number of weeks showing that house prices and rents are increasing. And the two crucial interventions by government to try and address this, the delivery of social homes for people on council waiting lists and the delivery of affordable homes to rent and buy for working people, the government are missing their targets. Their targets are too low. And notwithstanding the extra money announced today, and I welcome every extra cent of money for social affordable housing, there is still less money. And the big problem here is government needs to be actually doubling the amount of investment in the delivery of social affordable homes. And that's not just my view. The Housing Commission themselves recommended a dramatic increase in the investment in and delivery of social affordable homes to meet need.
Okay, but so I want to
Targets have been missed. Things aren't going to get better.
And I'm conscious that we don't want to bamboozle people with figures here. But what we seem to be seeing is there is no shortage of money, but it's delivery that's the problem. It's finding the workers. We have an economy at full employment. We have construction projects struggling to find people to complete the work or even to start the work. We have issues with planning. Is it really the money that's the issue?
Absolutely. First of all, if you look at what's happened in the last number of years, there hasn't been enough money going into social affordable homes. I have to say the way in which government then delays the delivery of those homes through excessive bureaucracy from the Department of Housing makes things much worse. But in fact, we had a situation where in the final quarter of last year, the Department of Housing sat on social and affordable housing applications of between 3,000 and 5,000 homes and only is now finally beginning to approve some of those. So lack of investment, low targets and excessive bureaucracy from the Department of Housing with respect to social affordable housing approvals is a huge part of the problem. Yes, of course, we need to increase the workforce. Yes, of course, we need to improve timelines for planning. But right now, the big problem in terms of social affordable housing is the targets are too low, they're not being met, there isn't enough money and there isn't enough ambition. Mm-hmm. And that's why homelessness is rising.
Okay.
That's why local authority housing waiting lists are growing ever longer. And that's why more and more young people are being forced to emigrate because they can't afford to rent or buy an affordable home.
OK, let's talk about the people who are above the threshold of getting the help that we've just been talking about. So the people who are buying homes privately. And I know Sinn Féin want builders and developers to build more homes at more moderate prices. In order to do that, are you willing to provide tax breaks for developers?
Interestingly, developers aren't asking for tax breaks to deal with this problem. Michael O'Flynn, for example, one of the country's most prominent home builders, actually said on the public record 2 weeks ago he doesn't want tax breaks, he wants a viable business model. And I agree with him entirely. When I talk to builder developers, the people who build homes that working people are trying to buy, they tell me that they need the planning permissions to be granted in a more timely fashion. That means increased resources for our planning authorities. They tell me that they need access to lower cost finance. That means changing the legislation underpinning Home Building Finance Ireland so it can provide more competitive finance. They tell me that they need utility connections be made more quickly. And in fact, I would go one step further and I would have a targeted waiver for utility connections and development levies for small and medium-sized builder developers building homes to sell. They also need access to land and serviced land. So there is lots of things a government could do to help activate the small and medium-sized builder developer sector to build more homes at prices that working people can actually afford. If you look at the most recent Banking and Payments Federation report, the overwhelming majority of first-time buyers are being forced to buy second-hand homes further and further away from where they need to live because the cost of new homes is just out of control. So we do need more affordable homes delivered by government for those people we're talking about to buy, and we need better activation measures for the private residential development sector so they can build more homes as well.
So, Owen,
is what we've got from the Minister today.
OK, you mentioned the Banking and Payments Federation. Now, we had Brian Hayes in here last week pushing again for this state-backed credit guarantee scheme for developers. Is that needed in your view?
I would have very significant concerns about what the Banking and Payments Federation are asking for. I do think, well, obviously they have to manage their risk profile. I think they could be lending more into the residential development sector. But in fact, there's a much more important step government needs to take, which is a number of years ago, government created Home Building Finance Ireland. It's capitalised through the Strategic Investment Fund, and its purpose was to provide good quality finance to the SME builder developer sector. The problem right now is, while it's lending a greater portion of development finance than the mainstream banks, it's charging a much higher interest rate. And why? Because the legislation forces it to do so. What I want to hear from the Minister for Finance is, will he change the legislation underpinning HBFI so it can actually pass on the more competitive rate of finance to the builder developers who can't get viable finance from mainstream banks? That would be a game changer, not just in terms of delivering homes in our cities, but delivering homes in our towns and counties across the country. There are real alternatives available for government to assist the private residential development sector. Tax breaks won't fix it. We set out a range of alternative scenarios, and we've done that following discussions with developers. This idea that somehow government can force the banks to lend more money, it just shows how kind of knee-jerk and desperate they are We need a concrete plan. But can I also say, Claire, we do also need the state to deliver very large volumes of affordable homes for working people. These are people above the thresholds for social housing,
yeah,
at prices they can actually afford. Because mm-hmm. right now, if you're earning as a single or a couple 50, 60, 70, 80, 90,000, you can't buy anything. And that's why, in addition to working with the private residential development sector to deliver more good quality private homes for people to buy, the state needs to be delivering anything up to 10,000 affordable homes a year for working people to rent or buy, people
okay.
above the thresholds for social housing.
Right.
And unfortunately, we don't have the final figures for last year, but I suspect the government's very, very low targets for affordable housing delivery will be missed yet again by a very significant margin. Why? Because they're not investing enough money, their targets are too okay. low, they don't have the scale of ambition that's required to tackle this crisis.
Eoin Brin, thank you for joining us. And the Taoiseach said this morning he's willing to do what it takes to get investment going at a significant level in housing, in the housing sector. We'll take a break back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.